Welcome back to Life Mastery Unleashed, the podcast where we dive deep into strategies for living your best life. I'm your host, Ricky Camus, bringing you insights from my years in the mortgage business and my journey in personal development. Today, we're talking about a topic close to my heart, discipline in financial management. Discipline is the cornerstone of achieving long-term wealth. Persistent, consistent saving over time. It's not just about making money in the active world. It's about managing it wisely so you can live in the passive world. Today, I'll share some strategies for budgeting, saving, and investing that have helped me and my clients over the years. Let's start with budgeting. Budgeting is like the roadmap for your financial journey. It's not about restricting yourself. It's about understanding your cash flow. Here are three steps to effective budgeting. Number one, track your spending. For a month, track every dollar you spend. This insight is invaluable. Number two, categorize expenses. Divide your expenses into essentials, non-essentials, and savings or investments. This clarity is crucial. Number three, lastly, set goals and limits. Based on your income and expenses, set realistic goals. Remember, a budget is a living document. Adjust it as your life changes. Now let's talk savings. Savings aren't just for emergencies, they're the foundation of financial freedom. Here are some strategies. Pay yourself first. Before paying bills or spending on leisure, allocate a percentage of your income to savings. Emergency fund. Aim to have at least 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses in a liquid account. Automate everything. Use automatic transfers to savings accounts. If you don't see it, you're less likely to spend it. Investing is where discipline really pays off. It's not about getting rich quick. It's about steady growth over time. Here are some investment strategies. Number one, diversify your portfolio. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Spread your investments across different asset classes. Number two, understand what you invest in. Don't chase trends. Invest in areas you understand or consult with a financial advisor. Number three, long-term perspective. The market will fluctuate, but a disciplined long-term approach usually yields better results. Remember, discipline in financial management is not about deprivation. It's about making informed choices that align with your long-term goals. Whether it's buying a home, saving for your kids' education, or planning for retirement, discipline is your ally. In closing, I'll remind you that financial discipline is a skill. Like any skill, it takes time to develop. Start small, stay consistent, and gradually you'll see a transformation in your financial health. Thanks for joining me on Life Mastery Unleashed. I hope that today's episode inspires you to take control of your financial future. Until next time, stay disciplined, stay motivated, and keep mastering life. And remember, outgrind, outwork, outhustle everyone.
I am fucking scorched earth, motherfucker. I will massacre you. I will fuck you up.